All right, it's recording. So,
you want to start?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where to start. All right, I guess we'll put this at the beginning.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to a very special episode of The Naughty Show.
I'm Vicky Pezza.
I'm Sam Tripoli.
So we have a little announcement about the show.
Yes.
This might be our last one for a while.
Yeah, we've decided to take a small break. We've been doing the show for about 4 years, and I just want a tiny break to breathe and take care of a couple other projects. So we decided to take a little time off. I personally am not looking to take a huge amount of time off, but I'm just thinking about taking a little time off.
Yeah, so the episode that you're about to listen to, either way, is the last episode that we're doing at Playboy Radio.
Yeah, we've decided to take a break from Playboy Radio as well. We're very thankful for the opportunities that they gave us there. We love the studios. It was like having a big old dick. You know, everybody came in and they were just in awe of the everybody, even like Lana Turner came in and was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, but we just felt that we really want to get back to videotaping. Well, I mean, at the end, if we get back together, we do it again. Yeah, video will be a part of it. But at the end of the day, it's just I need to take a break, man. I just need to take a break.
So here is our final episode from Playboy Studios. And stay tuned after our Playboy portion for more final thoughts from Sam, Gareth, and me. And just a little retrospective to provide you with the closure you need during this difficult time. Enjoy the final for now episode of The Naughty Show podcast number 245.
Enjoy it.
We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's The Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is The Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
We are back. Guys, thank you for tuning in to The Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio. Also available for download on All Things Comedy. Guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Our numbers keep going up. And, you know, without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
Yay, there it is. Bam. Yeah. Another 5 cents to charity.
Very, very.
That's not for kids. It's a grown-up charity.
It's a grown-up charity. We have two very special guests on. One's here, one's not. You know, it's so interesting because you tell somebody, hey, man, be here at 4. I always get a call, hey, man, I'm 15 minutes late. I mean, who doesn't plan to be early?
Well, yeah. It's weird in L.A., too, when it's like people are like, traffic. You're like, yeah.
There's always traffic.
It's a really big fucking thing. Sometimes your place is a half hour
That's
early.
That's why you leave early, because yeah. The worst thing is you just get there early.
Yeah. That'll be fine. I got a good feeling.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, no.
We lost them! Well, so let's get into this. As you know, last weekend, as we talked in the last episode, we were at the L.A. Pod Fest. Yeah! It was a big hit. The kids loved it.
They should not have been there.
The drinks were expensive.
Cool.
Buying drinks for everybody. Hey, can I buy you a drink? Yeah. Okay, $40. I'm like, God damn, man.
You got that $40 drink.
Yeah.
They had cheaper beers.
Yeah. There was at the Mandolin Bay, right? If you drank this one, like, $50 drink, when the casino itself shifted because it was on a landfill,
yeah.
If you were drinking that, why it happened, you won, like, $2 million.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Why?
In Las Vegas.
It was a slot machine.
No.
Okay.
It was, like, this jumbo drink.
So it was like a scorpion bowl, but why?
Controversial.
What was the controversial element of it?
That they had built it on a landfill and the hotel was sinking.
Okay,
the hotel started sinking while you happened to be sipping this $50 drink, you win money.
$2 million.
There's so many questions.
Real quick.
I did not make the policy. It's
no,
not my
but
rule.
I don't, but did, I didn't was, build there, on the was there a tie-in between, like, was the drink specifically poisonous because of the landfill?
No, it was like just... $50.
Right. Okay. Okay. I will Google it. I don't know.
Who do you approach about it?
Please
too?
Do.
Why would you get $2 million? They would just give it. It was a game or it was legal problems?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
It was a drink. An alcoholic beverage.
I get that. So you get a $50 drink and because the hotel was on a landfill, you get $2 million?
Yeah, and I'm bringing our guests in
no,
2 seconds.
No, only if the hotel moved. Only if the hotel physically moved, right?
Yeah, because it would sink. It was sinking.
If there's like an earthquake almost and you happen to be drinking this thing.
There's got to be somebody who just nursed one at the bar for 2 years.
Right.
And was like, boom!
That's what I would do.
Yeah, listeners, that was loud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The mic was too close to my face. I apologize.
As you know, the podcast went great. If you listened to the last episode, we really crushed. People are excited about it. At the end, I'm like, did you guys have fun? The place exploded.
Yeah,
it
which was a shame because a lot of people died.
Yeah, it was very weird.
It was a real shame.
We gave out a fleshlight.
Yes.
We didn't talk. LA Speedweed.
Los Angeles' is number one medical marijuana delivery service. LA Speedweed. If you're not into LA Speedweed, you like Pol Pot.
Yeah, so...
We were throwing joints out into the crowd.
We threw out about 40 joints.
Yeah. Good joints.
Really good joints. Half of them for the people on stage.
Well, the people on stage are smart and like good joints.
And asking for joints.
Yeah, maybe. Yes. Oh, why don't you just say my fucking name?
Vicky got in big trouble because she was smoking weed at the hotel.
Yeah, I did.
Acting like an outlaw.
Well, I got in trouble, too.
Yeah, Gareth
you got in trouble
was there.
For smoking weed, too?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, Gareth was with me.
Oh, my God, security?
And you know who else? It was me, Gareth, Lenny, and Chris Coleman, Dragonfly.
Dragonfly?
Yeah.
Shout out to Dragonfly.
Little naughty group just getting yelled at for smoking a joint twice. The second time we didn't have it anymore, and I'm like ready to argue with the guy. Everybody show your hands. We're not doing it. And everyone else is sitting there like, just shut up. Just stop.
Yeah. That's the punk rock and Vicky.
Can't help it.
So we were throwing out joints. We were giving away vibrators. We gave away a 14.5-inch black dong.
That's right.
And we were to hear the show. At the end of the show, I had the case for the 14-inch black dong. I was running around going, has anyone seen a chick with a 14-inch black dong? Well, supposedly the next day, Marc Maron was talking about how the festival's going. And he was like, it's chaos. I saw Sam Tripoli running around yelling, has anyone seen a chick with a 14-inch black dong? My phone lit up with people telling me I got shout-outs by Marc Maron. Whitney
That's
Cummings
awesome.
Was on it. She told me he did it. So we got a lot of shots out. Comedy film nerds became the comedy film nerd because Chris wouldn't review the film.
Yes, your film, Live Nude Girls.
Yes.
That stars many friends of show, Tara Patrick, Mike Hatton, Missy Martinez, and of course, Sam Tripoli.
Myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Armenia's Own.
I did watch the movie and you can watch it. It's on Amazon streaming right now. You can rent it for $3.99. You could buy it for $9.99. You could buy it, the physical DVD of it.
You could buy it and rent it for under $14.
You could do both of those things.
Yes. And so they read it. I mean, he wouldn't review it, Chris. Graham did. And I felt the review was fine. It was good.
Yes.
And he was actually nice to my acting, too.
Yes. I thought he did a good job reviewing.
Even though I felt his review was like, they asked you to play a scumbag, and I feel like you're like naturally a scumbag.
You know, that's like saying Will Ferrell's the same guy in every movie. I mean, there's a compliment in there, Sammy. Don't get down in it, babe.
Yeah.
This is Hollywood, babe. Hashtag it.
Babe,
I'm telling you, baby. This is how the business is, baby. Baby, this is the biz, babe.
Babe
is the business.
What was the thing we wanted to hashtag hammerfuck? Hammerfuck.
I like we. What was the movement we got so behind? Oh, right. The hashtag hammerfuck movement.
Now, maybe you didn't get to go to the podcast festival and you're like, oh, I missed all this stuff that they're talking about. Well, guess what? If you go to lapodfest.com/live and use the code naughty for the next 3 weeks, you can watch the podcast festival. You can watch our show, Marin's show. You'll get to hear Marin shout him out. You'll get to watch Aisha Tyler that you missed because maybe you were watching our show. The Crab Feast, maybe talking shit. They might have been bad. Not sure. The Dollop with Gareth Reynolds and Tofop with Gareth Reynolds that were both fucking phenomenal that happened on Saturday that we didn't even touch on, but you'll get to see all of that and
more. That's a
different
podcast.
Yes, it's a totally different podcast.
That's right. It's not the Naughty Show. For those of you who heard the titles of the other podcasts and thought it was this one, misled.
But he was there. Sam was on Death Squad. You can watch Death Squad.
I did Talking Shit, which was a lot of fun. Naughty Show and Death Squad.
Yep.
Wow, so you both did three. Well, I bet you both feel cool, don't you?
You know, it's not even that I feel cool. I think it's that we now know we are.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm in.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So what's the fun stuff you want to talk about on this this Naughty Code?
Well, here's the thing, guys. Sam had sent me some texts, and the way the texts were worded, it almost made it sound like the fest was some sort of competition. Us sitting outside, well, after those speedweed joints and hanging out with a bunch of us, that's what we came up with.
That sounds like your heaven.
Before we even got yelled at about the joints, we thought of an idea of what if we told Sam that we were 12 points beneath other shows. Points on a system that doesn't exist. So I called him up and I told him that there's an elaborate algorithm system that they're using to rank the shows from top to bottom, and that this big sign is hanging up in the lobby and everyone can see it, and we need to get our numbers up. And then the text started coming in. I mean, the tweets. You got Tara Patrick to tweet about it. I believe Malice tweeted about it. Randall, Steve Ranazizi, Hustler, Fleshlight, LA Speedweed, all these things. Use code Naughty. There wasn't a contest, but it still counts. It's still good. We still need the help. So I think no harm was done.
Oh, yeah. That's what I get for trusting my friends.
Yeah. I was
very
convincing.
Hey, trust your friends.
I was so convincing.
All I wanted to know was, hey, do you get any feedback on the show? And did you feel like
talking shit? And you ended up getting some feedback.
Buried us.
And I said, we're down 12 points.
In the Nielsen's podcast rating system.
So, yeah, that's what we get for just asking your friends to help you out. Speaking of helping out friends, joining us in studio is literally one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the nicest person. She's always there when the Naughty Show needs her. She shows up. So I've been following her on all these different social media places, and I feel like injustice is happening.
Yes.
If you ever get a chance to watch the Air Bud movie trailer, you'll see her in it.
You're in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, Naughty Show's Familia, our good friend, Malice, everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Is my mic on?
Yes.
Okay.
Timeless Malice is here. You do not age.
Oh, yeah. I hope not. I've actually been noticing some age signs recently, and I'm very, very fighting them. So, you know, I'm going to do what I have to do.
I'm making the trailer. You were all the Air Bud people who worked on the show. All they would do is come up to me and just talk about how much you rocked and how much they loved your shot in this trailer.
What was I doing in this trailer? I haven't seen.
You were on the pole in the studio next door.
Oh, was that the time we had the narrator?
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah.
Randall,
the honey badger guy.
Randall's animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
The best.
And there she goes. Yeah. She doesn't give a shit. Look at her go.
She doesn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
So you made that. So you just got done shooting movies?
I just had a premiere for my movie American Muscle last night. To see myself on the big screen. It was great.
Was that the first time you've seen yourself?
I've never seen myself on the big screen until tonight or last night.
My movie, Live New Girls, I went to that, and to see myself on the big screen was crazy because I never thought that was ever going
to
happen.
Yeah, me either. And to see a theater of people watching it was pretty cool.
And people, I mean, mine was a comedy, so they hear people laugh. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny, just like in my comedy, people warmed up to me. Like at first, I dropped a couple classic lines.
A couple classic triplisms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like jazz hands are fireworks for your tits. Blank stares, but as the show starts the movie.
Fireworks for your tits.
By the way,
line.
Just improv that line.
Sam Tripoli.
Money, money.
Good.
So what's this movie about and what? Where can we find it?
Okay, I'm not sure how it's going to be released. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's going to go like in theaters or anything like that. But right now it's already on YouTube. You can just type in American Muscle full movie and it's there. And that's what I do because I can't post it on my Facebook page because I'll get deleted because I can't post any titties at all anywhere. I have a person that's been stalking my social media sites and been getting me deleted from everything.
Why?
Because that person hates me. I wish I knew who it was. Exactly.
Yeah, bingo. Yeah.
Controversy.
I'm sure this person gets off greatly on me even speaking about this live. If they're probably watching this because you don't even understand the lengths that they stalk me. Wow. I'm sure they're jacking off to this right now. Oh, don't you love me? You love me so much.
Who is it?
I have no idea. I have two possible enemies that come to mind, but like I think this goes even beyond how like much they could possibly hate me, but I'm not sure. Like,
have you tried to talk to the social media people?
Oh, I've tried. I get no emails back. On Instagram, they actually say that they don't respond to the emails. They rarely do. And I've emailed them multiple times. I had 36,000 followers. A lot of people pay money for that. I had that, and I use I barely made rent this month because I get a lot of my money from social media. Like, people hire me to do shows and, you know, perform and everything because they know that I can promote it, but I can't now. And
what can we do to help? Because I went through this too, and to be honest with you, you're handling it much better than I did. I had the Naughty Show YouTube channel, and we had millions of hits throughout all of our videos, and someone just kept flagging us, and I lost all those views, and I just was so over it. I'm like, I don't even want to fucking do this. And I never really tried to build it up again.
Well, check this out. The first time they deleted me off Instagram, I started a new email, a new site. I got like, you know, Joanna Angel and a bunch of other Burning Angel girls gave me shout outs. I got back up to 6,000. They flagged me. I got deleted again.
What are they flagging you for?
The first time it was for a photo of me holding a pint of Ben and Jerry's in front of my crotch area, but I was nude in the photo, but you can't see anything. Everything's obscured by the Ben and Jerry's photo and then cut off at the nipple, like way below the nipple line, so you only see like a crease of boob and you don't see any crease of crotch area at all. And then the second time they deleted me was for a blow-up doll photo. It's just me and a blow-up doll in a sexual position, but I'm naked, like I'm threatening to finger her and threatening to stick my tongue in her mouth, but none of those penetrations are even happening.
So should you maybe not put anything like that up anymore?
No, I'm not at that point. Instagram blocked my phone. I can't even get a new Instagram.
Fuck.
So this is what I was doing is I started a fundraiser on GoFundMe.com, and I was calling it Help Malice Fight Censorship. And I raised nearly $3,000 for a new phone and a new computer to start a new identity and also to start a website, because I want to start just having a website where I can post my uncensored stuff and then have my censored stuff on the regular things. And then that got flagged and deleted. My GoFundMe got deleted, and all it posted was basically a rant about censorship and then a photo of Adam and Eve that I censored even more than it is in the Bible. Like, in the Bible, it's like her just wearing a leaf and her tits are out. And I censored it even more. So I covered her tits. I covered his mouth eating the apple. And I covered both of their crotch regions.
What? So
this is clearly somebody. Because I just can't imagine. Go
so what we need
me.
To do now is you need to start smaller fun campaigns.
I'm going to start a PayPal through a website that's not connected to my actual bank account, so no one can touch me there. Whatever happens to that is just going to go to a separate account. And that's going to happen pretty soon. But I'm trying to find I got a couple other people that might help me with my website. I just don't know how to do that stuff. I'm not a computer savvy person. I'm a social network savvy person. I've always been good at that. But the whole website, all that, I need to do that. So.
Well, there's also some stuff if you need very simple websites. There's some you can just drag and drop.
Yeah, I've been looking, but I need somebody who's a little bit more talented than that, because I just have to make sure that all the connections are good so nobody can damage me there.
So we're looking for someone, a webmaster who will help out Malice, and then we're also going to need to find a way to fund you and your projects.
Yeah, because I don't know right now. Like, it sucks because so many people donated to the cause. Like, it was nearly like $3,000. Like, my goal was $3,000 for the computer and the phone, and I made like $2,400 and something, and then it was shut down. Jeez. And like, I don't know. I got some of that money deposited directly into my bank account, but some of the money, I don't know if it's going to come to me or not once they shut it down.
Why is this? You know what it is? You're such a great person. You're such an artist. That's the biggest thing about you. You are an artist to the bone. And you could take the cheap way out and do all this stuff, but you're so dedicated to what you do and how you do it that I just feel like you should maybe date a rich lesbian or something like that.
Well, you know, this is the thing is I think – well, that's my thing. I've actually, when I moved to Hollywood, I had all these producers like falling in love with me, and it was really kind of weird. And I don't like being taken care of. I'm always going to fight for what I need on my own.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get it, and it's just going to take time. And this person, whoever's flagging me, they can like jizz all over the place over what
they probably are.
What damage they've already done, but they're only like giving me ammunition to be better at what I already was doing. So. It's not going to stop me. It's just making me driving me more because I'm so against censorship in the first place. And anything that I posted is only comedy. Like I post like me with a blow up doll, like about to make out with it. Come on. Seriously? And oh, and they almost got me kicked off Facebook. They dug back in my past to 2010. Sometime back in 2010.
Oh, black and white
found
back
a picture,
then.
Found a picture of me, like putting dildos all over this band that passed out at my old house. Like we used to have bands all day. And I
forgot.
There's
somebody really out to get
they
you.
They spent a lot of time because I have thousands of pictures on Facebook. They went all the way back to 2010 to find a photo of a guy with a dildo and Facebook shut me down. And then I went through Facebook. I found anything that would be even possibly flaggable and I deleted everything myself.
Thank
they have
God
no material anymore.
This guy didn't follow us at the LA Podfest or else we've been flagged
right
out.
Yeah, you guys would have been flagged all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I want to bring this next guy in to help join us in our crusade to help Malice be able to post naked pictures on the internet.
Thank you.
He's a very funny guy. He does a podcast called Dirty Sports. You can find him on Twitter at Fix Your Life. Joe Prano. Prino.
Thanks for having me.
Joe Prino.
Let me just say right up front, I'm really glad that I changed my outfit at the last second because I had this on.
That would have been mortifying.
And then
awkward.
It would have been really
weird.
You
could take your beard and just shift it to the top of your head.
Pretty much.
Like one of those guys, one of those magnet things you used to be able to like
Willy
put.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Joe, you're from New York.
Shut up. I'm from New York.
How long you been out here now?
4 years.
4 years?
Yep.
Me too.
Really? That's all you've been here?
Yeah. I moved here in 2010.
Oh, I thought you moved there earlier. Wow.
Now everybody thinks that.
Where are you
just
from,
just because I moved fast. Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Portlandia.
Now you went back to Portland to do a show. How was it? Was it the Queen Returns?
It was, and I actually am going to go back up there October 20th, like, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th.
I want to do a naughty show with you up there.
I know. I wish you could come up with me this October for my like pre-Halloween fest. They already made flyers for all over Devil's Point and stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, Devil's Point is one of the best strip bars on the planet.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, those they got the fire dancers. They got all the burlesque stuff. And
oh,
stuff.
I
cool.
love it.
Yeah. I know. You got to come.
I love it. Dude. Like, I love that. I'm like, I want you to come. Didn't Doug Stanhope do stand-up there?
I think
I felt
they,
like he shot a special there.
They've definitely done lots of comedy stuff.
I'd like to do
you,
a special.
You totally thing. Could. They love that there. I mean, Portland's all about like free expression, and they love comedy. They love sex. They love everything. They're like, I'm sure that this person that flagged me is either from the Midwest or L.A. because the shit here is so conservative. It
or somebody who's jealous of what you have going on.
Yeah.
I told you I was in Toronto, and this girl who was tatted up was dancing around, this blonde, who she was weird because she was both hot and weird looking. Because she looked like Marilyn Manson.
I know how
if she
feels.
Had a smoking hot. If Marilyn Manson had a smoking hot female body and was maybe 20 years younger.
I'd be into
so
that.
She had this face that was like, but her body was rocking. And I'm like, who's the tad chick to go, oh, that's Malice. I go,
hell no, bitch.
I go, that's not Malice. I know Malice. And I happen to have on
the Malice shirt.
Oh, shit.
I happen to be wearing Malice's shirt. I go, hey, hey. I go, you know who this is? And she goes, I go, yeah, this is my friend. She goes, yeah, I'm named after her.
No, you're not, bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't name you after me, ho. You can't have my name.
That's who it is. That's who's flagging all this stuff.
I would.
Yeah, you. Oh! I'm going to go up to Toronto and kill her.
Yeah.
We've got a movie plot.
You know what? I doubt it. I doubt it. Because usually people like that, they want to keep me around so they can follow what the fuck I'm doing so they can copy my shit because I had those biters in Portland.
Right.
But, like, I don't think you have time for this, my other two people that I think it could be, but, like, there's a guy out there that drew me on Instagram and denied it. He said he made up this punk rock girl out of his mind, but it's from a photo from years ago that it's obvious it's the same replica.
Oh, I've seen you do that where you're like, these people just take these stock photos of you?
But this is the thing, is that the people that do that, most of them, they use a photo reference, and they say that. I use this photo reference of this person, and I made this painting. I made that. Like, I have, like, amazing artists that have done, like, you know, paintings of me from photos that are cool. But just say that you used a photo for reference. Don't deny it and say that I made up this punk chick.
Right.
Like, this is the chick I made up out of my head. She's a fantasy girl. She doesn't really exist. No, when I show you the photo, it comes from, and it's identical hair, little bits of hair.
Maybe that's
it. We all know. Yeah, like, you know, this Andy Phillips guy on Instagram, like, he did that, and then he deleted the photo. And I was like, I'm suspicious of you, bro, because you deleted that
photo.
That's
probably who it is.
And a bunch of people called you out on it, and you still denied it after people called you out on it. Just admit that you used
photo reference. And then took it down.
And he took it down.
You wouldn't take it down if you were like, that's like if a comic's like you stole, like someone's like you stole a bit. If you didn't, you'll keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like I've been trying to work on a premise of this joke. It's like everything on the news is fear. Fear the stranger. Fear this. Fear that. Get the security. Keep those people out of your life. It's like the people you should worry about are the ones who you're sleeping next to. The ones who are sleeping in the other room. Those are the people.
Well, if you watch crime TV, totally.
Yeah.
And I do. God.
I do, too. I'm all about it.
CNN Headline News. A lot of good headlines on that show.
Yeah.
They're just like more detective murders.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much gotten to where these channels have a name and their programming has nothing to do with the name.
Yeah, like. Breaking news. What happened?
Breaking news, everybody. This just in. Network television channels are no longer doing anything that's associated with their name. You know what I'm saying? The Outdoor Network will do stuff about people indoors. And that was breaking news.
Yes. Good, Sammy. Thanks
I'm
for
so glad
in.
You gave that example because I didn't get it. And then I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, MTV is the flagship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? They're like, we're music television. It's like,
where's the music?
Sorry? When was the last time you played music? Good soundtracks on Teen Mom.
Yeah. The best is a TV Guide channel. It's like they're still holding on that maybe they are where you go to look for.
The TV Guide channel is the Yellow Pages. Yeah. Like, we're cool, right? You still need us? Or the Weather Channel? How's the weather? Look at your phone. You have the fucking Weather Channel.
Look outside!
Go to the Weather Channel. It's just a guy like, someone is? Okay, someone's watching. So, the tornadoes. It's tornado season.
I did not expect this. The Weather Channel is just a funnel for Coke money. Like, people are just fucking running coke.
Hey, you live
there.
In L.A. You know, a lot of other places, they need the weather, you know? Like,
people outside of L.A. don't know how to use their phone for the weather.
Well,
what do we do? The Weather Channel, I think, is still on somewhere.
Throw your phone against the wall. You'll know the weather. Shit.
Now, Joe, we did a show together. We did Talking Shit.
That's right.
It was the first time I met you.
Yeah.
That
was fun, huh?
From New York, she said to come out here, and like I told you, like I'm kind of doing some fun stuff out here, and it was nice to finally meet you. And yeah, it was a fun show, and all you kept talking about was you wanting cocaine.
Yeah, so on Eddie's marathon podcast that he did for the Bingle Bus, at the end I started throwing out, I'll just do anything for, no one cared about donations. I was there, I was doing my job, I was trying to get donations, so I was like, $50, I'll chug this bottle of Fireball, chugged a bottle of Fireball. $100, I'll blow a couple lines of cocaine. Boom. So
You did blow on the camera?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
People paid money for you to do that?
Yeah, they did.
Who brought the blow? Did you?
No, one of the Mexicans that Eddie keeps around.
Was it good blow or was it bad blow?
You know, I don't do enough blow to know the difference. It worked a little bit, though.
Really? You don't know the difference between good blow? I think your nose tells you instantly whether it's good blow or bad blow.
I feel like I've mostly done good blow.
I'm just going to say, if you're on the West Coast or the East Coast, you're usually doing good blow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
You're talking to Toucan Sam over here. He's like, that Coke smells bad.
I quit doing Coke.
Smells bad.
For the most part, I quit doing Coke because, one, I'm getting up in age. But two, the Coke in L.A. is horrible. It's so chopped up. It's
go
like
to Texas.
What's yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Worse.
I mean, Mexicans
no,
just
worse.
Walk over the border.
No, you don't understand. It's worse. Everything's worse outside of the West and East Coast because here people have to compete in a market where everybody knows good shit. If you go to the Midwest or the South, like, people don't know good drugs. Everything's been stepped on a million times. I know. I did them when I was there, okay? I'm sober now, but because I was getting up in age. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to preserve this. You said I look well preserved. Well,
you
guess
do.
Why? Guess why? I've been sober 13 years.
Thank yeah. You. And you could totally tell. You probably sleep well. The best part about
so
being
good.
Sober is like you actually get a sleep.
Oh, so good.
You wake up. Like me, I was doing blow, and I just wake up out of nowhere, like, okay, why am I up? Oh,
at
yeah,
a job interview.
I just did rails, okay? Yeah. Now like, I go to bed, I wake up, and it's like fucking 10:30. I'm like, I actually slept all the way through that night.
It's awesome.
That never happens. When you're gacking it out. But you said later that night that you had ran to do a shitty gig.
Yep.
And somebody ran.
The whole show that we did with Eddie for an hour, Eddie was like, let's get kicked out of here. So
yeah, Eddie's whole thing was getting
okay.
kicked out of the festival.
And then he doesn't do anything himself to do that, except have a tranny doing the helicopter. But,
right.
I said for her to do, so I feel kind of bad
yeah.
if he got
you're
in
like
trouble.
The co-pilot.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I do blow up here, they'll probably throw us out. So I was just trying to do my part.
Yeah, which is so interesting because everybody, blow is everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's not yet at the place, and it's starting to get there, but it's not at the place where everyone's like marijuana is, where it's like.
I don't think it's starting to get there.
I think.
Well, it won't get to marijuana.
I don't think it will ever
be
legal. But
I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it.
Well, he's only been here for a while.
Why would you want it not to be legal?
Well, why would I want Coke not to be legal?
Yeah.
I just because you can die from it.
You could die from driving.
You could die from everything. This yeah. is the things. I'm sober, but I think a drug is a drug is a drug. To
yeah.
me, alcohol is the worst drug,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm not. I think alcohol is bad. I don't think cocaine and
do you
alcohol
have a hypocrisy
are the same as
sound
weed.
Effect?
I smoke cigarettes,
but
so
I'm
know I'm dying. But
I'm just waiting for the day that everyone's like doing lines and smoking weed, and I can be like, pull out a syringe. Oh, do you mind? I'm going to just, you know. You guys don't mind.
Yeah, but heroin, and I know what you just said, but heroin is literally Russian roulette.
I know it is.
People don't know what dosage.
It's such a great way. I know it is. We have some fun, don't we? Heroin's a loaded gun in your vein.
I've died three times. It's not a big deal.
Everybody's dying.
I'm just saying for me, it's like Christmas. When if somebody has Coke and I get to do it, I'm like, oh my God, this is the best. I don't think I would want it around all the time, everyone having it. It would just be nothing
but
bad things.
People wouldn't be so, it wouldn't be like Christmas. If it were around, you'd be like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just at 7-Eleven.
Just
like
vaginas.
Yeah.
If they're around all the time, people just get over it.
Well, we've talked about those naked pictures that have come out. Nobody care. I personally don't care to see if I can see Jennifer Lawrence's snatch or not, because there's a million snatches on the internet doing much more interesting shit.
Right?
Now, if she sent to me, that would be that's a totally different thing. If that same picture is sent from Jennifer Lawrence to my phone, I'm like, holy fuck. Jennifer Lawrence just sent me a picture.
Jennifer Lawrence knows who I am.
Yeah.
She
just
wants
sent
me
a fucking picture.
She wants my dick.
And it has lasers coming out of it. You know, I would be blown away. But just by itself, on the internet, it's just another snatch.
Yeah. It's like pictures of food.
It really
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, why do we got to take pictures of all this shit?
Yeah.
So you got the blow, and it was... And you did it with her? She just gave it to you like
no,
some
yeah,
magical Coke fairy.
No, I did it with her. So then the whole night I'm asking for it, and then I go to the show, don't make one mention of Coke. I'm over the whole Coke thing, not playing that gag anymore. Do a show, and some girl's like, any chance you want to do some Coke with me in the alley? And I was like, well, now I feel like I put it out there in the world for an hour.
Right?
And even though you're not that hot, yeah, I'll go and do Coke in the alley.
So did you fool around with her after you coked it?
No, I didn't, no.
Are you someone who can fool around on Coke?
Sure.
A lot of guys can't.
Yeah, really? No, I can.
A lot of guys can't get it up. Coke dick.
No.
It's famous.
No,
thing.
It's supposed to be like the Coke is supposed to be for the girl, and the guy's supposed to like pretend he does it, but not really, because the girl's going to get all wet. The guy's going to be like lose his boner. You have to like do some speed. She does some Coke. I don't know.
No, speed is even worse.
I know.
Well, for me, it's perfect. I prematurely ejaculate, so it brings me back down to the middle. My Coke, I get right in the middle there, and then I never have
it's
to
like
worry
the
about
eye of the storm.
Yeah, and
you're
then
right
I last
there.
A good 90 seconds.
Ah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
you
great.
Stallion.
That's why I left Portland. They do too much coke there, and every time I try to like booty call with a dude, like you know, I'm mostly hooked up with chicks there because like all the dudes would like, you get them to your room and then they'd be like,
yeah, but
no
then
boner.
They just got wow. big clits. It's all good.
No,
what's the difference?
But I'd be like, I'm just gonna fuck a chick because I'm gonna have more fun. I'm gonna get way more gratification out of it because this guy's gonna like try to spend 5 hours trying to get his dick hard.
Yeah, but a lot of times when girls do too much coke, they can't get their pussies open.
Yeah. Well, I was sober the whole time taking
it's like
advantage
spackle?
Of all these high people.
Yeah, they're just
it clenches.
You can't get it up, and you're like, I can't fucking fit a toothpick through this thing.
Well, my roommate
definitely get crazy on blow. I don't know what it is, but they get excited on blow. I don't know where genetically what happens, but they definitely get freakier.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They realize they're in a title
and
fight.
It's the worst.
Whoa, blow just got up. Okay, I'm in.
It's the worst when you're out and you're putting in time with a girl, and then all of a sudden some guy walks in with blow, and it's like all that work, and now just some asshole with blow.
Yeah.
So you lose it to the guy doing blow, or can she do his blow and then come do you?
Yeah, they never do that.
Is it? But a friend of mine was pondering this the other day. Is it that the girl likes the likes sex so much on blow, but is it because she thinks she can get more blow if she fucks?
Well, no, hey, you're a chick. You tell me.
I don't know. It never worked that way for me. All I know is that never worked for me. But the only time I ever got sexual with coke was one time I did coke with this chick, and she just started going down on me. I was like, okay. All right.
I like
her.
Well, right now. Cool.
I was like, you're a babe.
Well,
she
I did bring
like
some
Marilyn
of that coke
Monroe.
I had.
Oh, yeah.
And where's that chick, man? She looked like Marilyn Monroe. I was like, go get
Oh, her. Hell yeah.
She's a babe.
You got some of that blow.
You know what I realized later on, though? I think she was paid to be there.
Hold on. Someone got you a hooker?
I think it might have happened that way. I'm not sure. Well, I think she wasn't a hooker for me. I think she was for him, but then she just didn't. Maybe she's confused.
She's like, I need to go get the order form. Oh, fuck it. I'll just wing it.
Either way, I enjoyed it.
I'm here to fuck somebody, and I don't know what name.
Who's getting fucked? Oh, fuck it.
That's so funny. Yeah. Almost like someone yelling out an order at a restaurant.
Who's getting fucked? Somebody order a fuck. I'm fucking someone. You? All right, over here. Wait there.
I was there first, so.
Yeah. Well, someone on Twitter had sent me, no, actually it wasn't on Twitter. I was on Deadspin, and I was looking at this story of this English footsie match. Or in Australia, it was a footsie match. And
footy?
Footy, yeah.
Footy.
Okay, footsie. We get it.
You're just two Australian
guys playing
footy.
You're big in Australia. I know you can't go anywhere.
Relax,
in
Gary.
Australia.
Your family's English. It's not the Australian connection,
we got it. Don't look him in the eye in Australia. He gets really weird. He only wants green M&Ms. Here he's cool.
Those are the ones that are good.
Yes.
Torrid.
So there's this quote-unquote model, which is hilarious because any chick who thinks she's fuckable now calls herself a model.
It's like a pilot.
Yeah, if she takes a picture of herself, she's a model. It's almost like comics. Like, I'm a regular at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I've never seen you there, but you're a regular. Yeah. But this girl was like, the whole thing was like she was at a footy, and she got buck naked in the fucking in their skybox.
Okay.
I mean, just big fake tits. These big fake tits. Looked like she had two Nazi helmets on her chest. And she's like dancing, and security comes, and you see she's got her eyeliner from crying. She tried to fight all the cops. One, you know she was on blow. And two, she's like, no, these are my friends. I'm hanging out. And the guys are so wasted, like, no, dude, we ordered a hooker, and she was hanging out.
I like this girl. I like her a lot.
She looks like L.A. hot. You know, this L.A.
So what happened?
She got arrested and thrown in jail.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
for getting naked.
Yeah.
Oh, was her name Courtney?
No.
She sounds like my friend Courtney.
Are you friends with any platinum blondes that are just blondes?
So many.
Really? Because I figure like you're friends with people who have your style.
No. Let me tell you this. First of all, I have a hard time finding that in L.A. Like, I thought I'd be like find like mobs of my people here when I moved here. But I was like, it's not like I have my people. But I mean, kind of. I have at points in my life. But anyways, like, but the thing is like, I mean, I love people. Like, I don't care.
You're
really
a people person.
I don't care what
and
they
a dog
like.
Person.
I just have my own look because I was told.
And your look is great because I see you constantly walking your dog.
Yeah, just
you in like 9-inch high heels, spikes everywhere, walking two little chihuahuas. It is like such a blessing.
You know, those are the images I grew up with back when MTV had music videos.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Right.
Yeah,
you know, and I was inspired by that. But at the same time, like, I was told growing up every day of my life that I was ugly. And that I couldn't have my own style. Like, I was raised by a mom and a sister, which were really controlling to me and didn't like to, like, see me be individual. So
do you think they're the ones flagging your accounts?
No, they love me now, and I love them. And my sister's a tattoo artist now, and my mom doesn't even know how to use the internet. You know, she works at Costco, and she's just like, I'm a grandma.
I wonder if it's that whore who accidentally fucked you is maybe flagging your accounts.
Dude, that was so many years ago. I wouldn't even be able to pick her out of a lineup. I don't know.
She could pick you out of a lineup. I won't forget those lips.
I remember that. I'm sure she was so high, Shona.
Malice, you're the best.
I try.
So you've been out here for a while. Malice is do you consider yourself an L.A. chick yet? Or are you still Portland bred?
I get told all the time that I'm like an L.A., like, you know, resident. People
you're
are like,
a
oh,
staple.
You're like
the big donut at Randy's. Like, you know. Like, you know.
A future Angeline, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know? And I love Angeline, you know? Well, and like,
well, yeah. Who do you claim?
I'm kind of Hollywood, just basically Hollywood. I live like off, you know, I'm in Hollywood, like by Chinese theater and shit.
Yeah,
I'm
Chinese
there.
Theater.
Yeah.
Now listen, are you? But do you claim Portland anymore? You claim 323?
No, because I never claimed. Like, I was born in Vancouver, Washington, which is right by Portland. But I only also lived in Portland for 9 years, and I love that city to death. If it wasn't for the rain, I would have never left. But is the rain ever going to leave? No. So,
global warming, if we keep working hard at it.
I can never claim anything. I'm never from anywhere. I never feel attached to a land. I'm from planet Earth. Maybe.
Maybe and maybe not.
You know, I like to move around a lot. I'm not going to, like, you know, ever be like, I'm represent.
It's controversial.
You're like Peter Bannon, what, right? Is that the guy who was the Incredible Hulk?
Peter Bannon?
No, I guess not. let me ask you.
Wait, let's find out this
Kill
Peter Bannon
microphone.
Story.
Kill his microphone.
So Peter Bannon.
Listen. Who is it?
Peter Bannon?
Who's the Incredible Hulk?
Bruce Banner?
Bruce Banner. There you
close
go.
Close enough.
Thank you, Malice. Give it up for my new co-host, Malice, everybody. let me ask you. New
I'm
York
be
chicks,
doing stuff
LA
with Peter
chicks.
Bannon.
Who's better? New York chicks, LA chicks.
Who's better?
Who?
Or
yeah.
Who's hotter?
A little both.
Okay.
Better.
So I actually have.
Let me say this. You're going to go hot versus giving it up more. So who's hotter? Who gives it up more? You combine the averages. Who has a better score?
Okay.
Nice system.
So here's my New York LA girl series, which is the hottest of the hot. The literally the cream of the crop in the world is in New York. You're going to get the
in
top.
In New York, really?
Yeah, the top.
Not
one,
Los Angeles.
No, the top 0.1%. Because you have 16-year-old Brazilian girls who are fucking 10s that are there to be runway models for the next 3 years, and then they'll just be sent back to Brazil.
Yeah.
You know?
When they grow old.
Yeah. Yeah. The now, the as far as 9s and 10s in number, it's L.A. Like, you have a better a population of hot. Like, you know, that girl's really hot. Like, you can walk through Times Square, and you'll walk by 50,000 people in Times Square, and you won't see one beautiful, hot girl. I just can't stop looking at her. If you were around 50,000 people in L.A., you'd see two dozen of them.
Yeah.
But the best of the best is in New York. But if strength in numbers, I like the girls here because there's more
of them.
Who
gives it up more?
I've had more success here. I think in L.A. Guys are less likely to just walk up to a super hot girl and just say something, which coming from New York, I have no problem doing. And then, like, right away, you know, I'm just in my foot's in the door.
Some
like,
hot chicks just are so hot, guys won't hit.
Guys don't
them.
Talk to them at all.
Well, no, the wrong kind of guys usually
yeah,
do.
It's
like
the
it's like the really drunk, really like obnoxious
50-year-old like Persian
like,
guys like
Euro
I take
trash,
you home now. You come
whatever.
Home with me.
Exactly, that's what you get. Hey. So when a guy that's actually cool talks to you, you're like, oh, hey.
It's so interesting. In L.A., everybody's like, I can't find anybody. And it's more like you just can't find a model that would just fuck you, it seems like. There's so many single people in this town.
I can't stop finding people. All I do is fucking cheat on my girlfriend.
I'm going to say
it's
this.
It's ridiculous. I can't.
Do you have a girlfriend right now?
Maybe.
she just heard that. It's like, not anymore, bitch.
She's not listening to this.
she's deaf.
But I'm going to say, like, as far for me, like, with girls, like, I think Portland girls are actually the hottest and the most fun. Like, all the, like, I found more bisexual girls in Portland, and that's fun to me. Like, I don't, like, here, like, you know, like, I've had a little boy toy for a while. I can't hook us up with a threesome to save my fucking life. In Portland, that would have happened 10 times
Hold on.
Already.
You have a boyfriend now.
No, we don't like to call it that.
Oh, who is this lucky guy?
God damn it. It's not. There is a person that I like to hang out with, okay?
And you guys bone?
All the time.
Have you guys eaten food together?
He's 24.
All right.
Oh. Wow.
So you're just going for that. What was it we were talking earlier? Hammer fucking.
Yeah, he's from Ireland. You know, they work hard.
Oh. He's Irish, too.
Does he come in with his
jeans never heard
soiled?
Anyone so happy over Irish.
Yeah,
guy.
Right?
Ireland swoon. Yeah. Normally, it's like, keep him out of the sun. Accent? Put an umbrella over him. Treat him like Michael Jackson.
He's not a ginger like you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Not a lot of people.
He's not a leprechaun.
One time.
So is this the first guy you've been with in a while?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I prefer...
How many years?
Listen, I prefer ladies, but it's... Before that, like, I was single for years, like, several years. Like,
But you were with women.
Yeah, like, but I have a hard time finding girls that I can relate to here in L.A. Like, in the lesbian scene, they all want to be wives, and I don't like the whole fucking, like, we're wifey shit, like, bullshit, and they're drama. They watch too much of that fucking, the L word and all those other shows, and they want to have
fucking
drama. You're
just like a guy with a really exactly. little dick.
I am a little dick, dude, and that's why I have a big van, and, like, I'm telling you, it's so true. Like, I've always had penis envy, and I've always wanted to be a dude, and I'm just like... dudes and
you can have mine whenever you want.
Thank you, you so sweet.
If you just want to hold on to it, feel
thank
it
you.
Look at it really closely.
Have you ever been with a chick who was a lesbian and decided to hook up with a guy?
I have, yeah.
And like that's happened to me. A friend of mine named Billy in Arizona, when I first met her many moons ago, she was a stripper with my brother.
Oh my god, she's my soulmate.
And she's adorable. And we were hanging out and she's like, right before about the fuck, she's like, I need you to know that I've been only with women for the last 5 years. And, like, the pressure I felt to fucking represent. I was like the Jackie Robinson of her snatch.
Absolutely.
Like, I either represent my people
absolutely.
Or else they will never get a shot again. Like, if I'm a horrible fuck.
And how
she's
did our
never
people do?
What?
How did our people do?
People, I got repeat business off it.
That's all it's about. Okay, yeah.
I did the complete opposite. I fell into that role. I was like, I'll just fist you and then we'll watch Top Chef.
Damn.
And she was like, perfect. That's what I need. I was like,
sounds about right.
I'll fist you and we'll watch Top Chef. I don't know why she didn't like that.
Yeah. She loved it. She was like, you're basically a lesbian. This is great.
Let me ask you. Now, I had a friend of mine who used to cruise Craigslist and to get hookers.
Yeah, a friend.
Yeah.
No, my friend Carlos.
Pam Mipoli.
My friend Carlos. And he's told, I think, this story before.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that is. Okay, this is
but
real.
But he came out. He went to this girl, and she made him fist her in the ass while she watched gay porn. And then he had to pay her for the session.
What?
And I'm like, you did all the work.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
That might be the biggest.
You should be paying me, or we're splitting the difference.
That's
a bad Yelp review if I've ever heard one.
Exactly.
Right?
A one star. I had to fist her, and then.
I hooked up with a guy like that once. Poor. He made me fuck him in the ass. Like,
what?
And then,
I think Vicky is her hidden thing. She did it once.
It's not my hidden thing. It's something I did.
No, you're very
like
public about it.
But I think she'll do it again. I think. She really likes these super femmy guys. And the only reason to like these really femmy emo dudes is because you want to fuck them in their asses.
No.
But that's
no, they're
crazy.
Pretty.
It's like not crazy.
It's to fuck them in the ass and get a dream journal.
Listen, the guy that I fucked in the ass was like a brutal hardcore punk dude. Like you, I would have never thought. He suggested it. And the thing is, I was like, okay, maybe I'll do that. It was like kind of on my bucket list. It was not like, it's not my fetish.
Would you ever do it again?
I mean... If, like, like it's got to be mutual. Like with me and him, it wasn't so mutual. I didn't feel like I received a lot of benefit from it.
Right. Yeah.
And that was the yeah. boner killer for me, because like I had to work that night, and then he got all the pleasure, and then like the next day I thought he's gonna make it up to me, but he pulled out the fucking strap on again. I was like, here you go, and I was like, wait, it's my turn.
You bring that up? Did you like, hey, time out?
No,
couple
I just
talk.
Never fucked him again. He tried to like hook up another couple times, and I was like, nah, brah, you're fucking lame. Like, I can't fucking
nah, brah.
I need to get mine. I'm trying to get off too.
Well, nah, what is brah. The? I mean, like, I can't imagine a guy thinking like that's gonna. All right, cool. So fuck me with the thing you can't feel, and then maybe we go to bed.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what is your fetish? Do you have a fetish?
Like, I would...
I like being called the N-word in bed. What do you like?
I mean, I think I'm actually pretty vanilla, but like, really, I mean...
You like eyeball-to-eyeball sex?
Not so much. If I wasn't scared of STDs, I would like...
Cream
like,
pies.
Orgies and fucking, like, gangbangs and shit like that.
Have you ever been gangbanged?
No, but I've had, like... 5 girls and 2 guys in an orgy once. Like, that was, like, in high school.
That's a high number.
You know, like, whatever.
Would you ever be with 5 guys at once?
I mean,
would you let dudes go airtight?
Let's say STDs did not exist.
Okay.
And, you know.
What if everyone gets tested and brings their papers?
Yeah, but then I still am a germaphobe, too.
One of them's Peter Bannon.
I don't want a bunch of jizz. I just want the feeling, but I don't want all the.
What if they're all in latex?
Okay, fine. Then, okay, yes.
You're just fucking blue man groups all over the place.
Yes! They're just like completely. This is, you know, the whole. I get banned off all the internet stuff because of all the dildos and all the fucking blow up dolls and shit. But like, that's kind of like a little bit my fetish, like latex and plastic and stuff that's really safe.
You're in the BDSM.
But I mean,
do you like getting choked?
No, no, no.
Do you like choking?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I like choking and stuff. But I like mild. I dated a girl once that was full on S&M. I mean, the first time we hooked up, she took me to her dungeon, and then she like tied me up and did crazy shit with me.
Did she go this? She goes, listen, I know it's our first date, but I feel it, so I feel like I want to bring it to my special
your dungeon
place.
Or mine. What
well,
are we doing?
We met at a goth club, so it was like, you know, of course I knew what I was headed for. Kind
you
of.
You met where?
It's got to be weird as a lesbian to go to a dungeon, because usually the first time they bring U-Hauls, right?
Is we that actually brought the U-Haul the week later. I moved in with her. She had a 10-year-old son, and I became the wife.
Wow.
Oh, I got a waffle iron for Christmas.
Oh,
I'm not
nice.
Kidding you. And that's when I was like, I'm the wife. Fuck. God damn it.
I'm going to call that guy I fuck in the ass.
I know, exactly. And I was bummed.
What is your fetish, Joe? Do you need anything weird besides doing coke with fat chicks in alleys?
I don't think I've discovered my fetish.
You don't
yet.
Like a weird thing? You seem like a pretty funny dude that would be have a weird fetish.
Yeah.
Like your balls punched. Spit your eyeballs.
I mean, that's the thing.
Bleaching your asshole.
I'm open. I'll take all that stuff. But
what's on your bucket list?
Yeah.
What's
what
on
is?
My bucket
great
list?
Question.
I mean, now that you've mentioned it, getting punched in my balls might be nice once or twice.
Have you seen
actually
those
getting
videos?
Fisted while Top Chef on does not sound too bad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Are you? Would you let anyone stick anything in your butt, Joe?
You know, it would have to be. They'd have to ask really nicely, but it would depend on the person. There may or may not have been things in my butt at this point. I've told some people no, and some people yes.
You're shifting in
you
know? Your chair uncomfortably.
And it depends on.
No, I'm shifting
maybe
in my chair because it's still in there, and I'm like, well, that's right.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Yeah.
I'm not against, you know, I'm not really against anything. I don't want to be around any dicks. I definitely don't.
Yeah. Zero
I,
dicks.
I definitely
you never
don't
had
to
like
a
devil's threesome before.
No, no, no.
A devil's threesome?
Yeah, that's when it's 2 guys, 1 chick.
I need I need a higher ratio of vaginas to dicks.
Do you watch porn at all?
Yes.
Who doesn't?
But you're still weirded out by dicks? I mean, it's all.
No, I mean. Look, I don't see my dick, and I'm like, oh no, God, dicks! But I don't want to be in. I don't want to tag team with fucking one other dude.
You don't want your balls accidentally
touching
anybody's
balls. If there was like 3
balls.
Of us and there was 8 chicks,
like
we
if
could
it,
probably...
if it was like what if it was like 3 women and you and another guy? Like as long as there's
yeah,
more women,
exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
That's and then, a fair.
Yeah,
that's all reasonable.
Right. Well, that's great. Well, real quick, let's get in before we close the show out. Let's get into tell them one more time. What? How can we help you?
Well, right now, I mean, I'm mainly doing all of my campaigning and stuff through Twitter. So
are
it's
you
now,
running for mayor?
Yes, exactly.
I missed the beginning
basically, tell them real quick. We're running out of time.
I am fighting censorship, and I keep getting blocked from internet sites, and I have to fight censorship for all of us. It's not just about me. It's for everybody who just wants to post a picture of themselves with a pint of ice cream, okay? And a blow-up doll. And, you know, I'm posing with pieces of plastic. Come on, give me a break. If a 13-year-old
So is there somewhere they can go to help you, or should you and I sit down and work on something?
We're going to work out something, but for now, just follow Malice666. McMunn on Twitter, and MCMUNN is how you spell McMunn.
All right.
But I'll keep you guys posted on
you
how
can
to
turn
that.
Your Twitter into an Instagram, and they'll let you fish your ass on Twitter.
I already have all my naked pictures on Twitter. You guys Perfect. Can go there and see my tits and ass all day.
Joe, okay. Where can we see Good. You?
Where can we see your tits and ass, Joe?
I'm at Fix Your Life on Twitter. I have, as you said, a sports podcast, Dirty Sports, and I also have another podcast with Lachlan Patterson called The Kooks of Comedy.
Oh, yeah.
So
I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, you can listen to those or find me on Twitter. And
you're very funny, dude.
Thank you.
I'm glad we're working together.
Would it help if I posted pictures with a blow-up doll? Would that be something that's going to help
no,
the cause?
Actually, no, I'm going to start making T-shirts of all the pictures that were banned. And when those T-shirts come out, I'd like people to post pictures of themselves wearing the T-shirt.
Totally
that's
smart.
Great. All over the internet.
Very smart.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's going to go down.
Well, guys, it was a great show. It was a great show.
Great show.
And with that, we have an announcement to make.
That's exciting.
It's exciting. It's happy. It's sad. It's everything.
You have cocaine.
We have cocaine.
Yes. But it's from the Midwest.
And we're going to snort it out of each other's buttholes.
Yay.
Has anyone ever done coke out of your asshole?
No, on my butt, but have. Not in my asshole.
All right, that might be a fetish. That's my fetish. Can I retroactively make that my fetish?
And it is awesome.
Yep, that counts.
With this show, we have an announcement to make after thinking about it for a little while. We've been doing this show for 4 years, and it's been a ton of fun, and I'm very blessed to have it. But we've discussed it, and we're going to go take a little hiatus. We're going to take a little break. From the Naughty Show. The Naughty Show's not done. At least it's not done. It's just it's time for us to do some other stuff and work some stuff out. And everybody's getting really busy.
Garrett's you guys gotta go to treatment.
Garrett's doing a lot of writing, and he's got a lot of great stuff going on.
And treatment.
Vicky's doing a lot of she's waxing her floors. She's got a lot of stuff going on, and I got a lot of stuff going on too. And after a little time, we've all decided that maybe it's time to take a little hiatus.
Sure.
A little. I mean, 4 years strong. Garrett's been with us for what, three?
Two.
Two?
It feels like
Vicky's
four.
Vicky's been with me for three. I've been doing it for four.
I've been here one episode, but it meant a lot.
One episode. And it's been, I've loved it. This is not the end of it. So if you're listening to this and you're a huge fan, we appreciate everybody who's been listening.
Okay, Glenn Carlin.
It's not the end.
Glenn Carlin. It just honey, needs I'm to, so sorry, buddy.
It's just it needs to there's a couple things I want to do with it that needs to change. And I'm not leaving Playboy with sadness because they've been the nicest people to us for the year and 4 months we've been here. They've treated us like gold, and we've tried to give them the best show we can. And I feel like we've done a lot of stuff. People who come on the show have not only talked about how much they love the show, but love the studio. Josh Cooperman's been very, 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 very good to me and to us and treated us like gold. And everyone here has been very nice. There's some people we're going to miss. Obviously, we're going to miss a guy who's been with us since we got here, good friend Rick. Rick, you're a good man. We've enjoyed working with you. You're a fucking great person. I know you've had some losses in your life recently, and I'm very sad about that. But you and I will still be friends. And even though we don't hang out, we text once in a while, and you're my nigga. And I think the world of you. And you've been nothing but great. You came down, you did our show for nothing, and that means a lot to us.
And if I may, Rick, I mean this. Stop DMing me on Twitter. Enough.
So
you could follow him at Rick Diesel.
Yeah. Follow him on Rick Diesel. He's a very
Keep
good
up
man.
With Rick. Do it.
Fuck with Rick. We'll work together in the future. I guarantee you. I have plans.
Oh, well, it sounds like these plans are going to be fine. Go ahead,
and,
Sammy.
And one other person I want to say goodbye to. I guess we were on that plane. I want to say goodbye to RoboCop. Who was with us forever.
Yeah. Martin, we
and
love
Martin
you.
Was nice. He always loved Not us when in. He brought in the filthy porn stars. So for the last time, at least for right now, I'm going to say.
This is the last episode? No. This is it?
For a little while.
Bit, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
For a little while.
I feel honored.
I have the touch of death.
No, not at all. Dude.
I mean, really, everything was fine, and then you came here.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah,
what
we
happened.
Yeah, we were
going
to do it.
This has
like,
happened to me before.
No.
This has happened to me before.
No, you're not the touch of death. You know, listen, I'll talk to you about it after. But for the last time, we love the fans. We love all the Illuminati. This is not the end. Just take a little break. Without you guys, we just talk to ourselves. Thank you, Playboy. I guess we are running from the bunny.
Yeah, we are. You know what? We finally are running from the bunny.
Yeah, for the first time.
And when the bunny calls you, you don't answer
you
the bunny.
You don't answer.
Yeah.
I'll always answer the bunny. I'll always do stuff with them. It was a pleasure. Guys, always, as I say always, please support your local rebellion. And it's been a pleasure. This is the Naughty Show for the last time in a little while at Playboy Radio. So I'm going to go off with a little song as he fades us off. It's so hard.
Maybe you should fade out right now.
To say goodbye to yesterday.
When I'm driving the show, I'm just so consumed with that clock.
Yeah.
When we going to get these people on? I invite these people. I want to give them enough time that they feel like it was worth the drive down there. But I did always like when you talked. I always felt like at first you were a little shy about giving information out.
Big time, yeah. The content had a lot to do with it as well.
You know, and the truth is I never got Gareth really to be honest about that. We had a discussion. He was almost ready to quit the show because I wanted him to be more honest.
I remember that.
I know he's not going to listen to this anyways, but I feel like when he does that in his stand-up, I'm not saying he's got to be talking about doing blow out of chicks' assholes.
Right.
But when he starts
being... Which he did not do.
No, he didn't. But when he starts being... I always felt like if he was more honest, which is more vulnerable, that's when everything's going to take off for him. He's such a smart guy. And sorry, taking off for him. I'm not saying that's not. He's selling TV shows and all that stuff. And,
right.
But, you know, he wants to be a headliner, and he will be a headliner. It's like, this is a matter of just time. But I always said when he gets more vulnerable and honest, I think that's when... he will really skyrocket. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and that was, Gareth was great. We made it so he never had to prep.
Yeah, he walked in blind almost every single episode.
And that was done
kind of
on purpose so that we could get an honest reaction from him.
Right.
And I think he somewhat does that on his new podcast too, which is the great thing about Gareth is that he's very fast. But yeah, at the end of the day, I really liked when you talked. I wish you would talk more. And
I wish you would talk less.
Which is the whole reason I'm doing this thing right now is to let you talk more.
Right.
Because I felt at the end, I didn't give anybody a chance because we had a short time and I just wanted
We are on that clock at Playboy, and if we are not done at 56 minutes, we are done because they will just cut the fucking mics.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. They have their own agenda, and it's radio. It's not podcasting, and ours is podcasting, and that's it. And I do want to talk about what happened at the end of the last show. All right, so me and Sam got into a huge fight, which happens all the time. There's nothing new there. But when I walked out of the studio and I was saying goodbye to our guests who were still in the lobby, so may or may not have heard screaming, although they all are like, oh, I didn't notice anything. They could be lying. They could be being polite. And I was just giving everyone a hug goodbye and real frazzled. And Dan Gurry, who is Jason Rouse's friend, had coffee in his hand and he spilled it all over me. All over. So my last moment at Playboy was leaving dripping with coffee. It was such a great, it was so poetic.
So apropos. Yeah, great way to end the show, yelling at each other.
Great way to end the show, yelling at each other. Me taking the drive before the episode was on it. So that caused some problems, which is why you got Podfest for a week instead of the new episode. And yeah, pretty much storming out. So it was business as usual. Which is good. And the last thing, while we were splitting ways in the parking lot too, one of the last things is you're like, you know, I think you're great. And you have great legs. Like what? Why would you say that in the middle of the argument?
Just trying to be positive.
You have great legs. Even Big J Okerson said so.
Yeah.
What the?
He loved your body. What can I say?
Yeah. Not enough to follow me back on Twitter, but.
Yeah. Fine. That is a very, you know, it's very funny because that happened to me the other day. I did a podcast and this one co-host and I followed her. She texted me.
I mean, she tweeted me back, but didn't follow me. So I immediately unfollowed her.
Really? Yeah, fuck that, right?
But I usually don't give a shit. We're recording out Vicky's house right now, and she lives in a pretty sweet pad, pretty nice place. But it is a little drive. I really never realized how far you did drive to the shows.
Yeah. Pasadena was the worst. That was so
I
fucking far.
Can't even think about that.
That was
now.
So fucking, that was an hour trip. We slowly moved closer and closer to my house with every studio. Playboy and the Joint were about the same. That's not too far, but Pasadena was a bitch.
So back to this, we wanted to just do this before. I also felt really bad towards the end of the show just because of time. I was just flying at the beginning, flying at the seat of my pants, and I didn't give anybody really a chance to say anything. I feel really bad. I don't do anything with bad intentions, and I felt really bad after that. So, yeah, I've had a lot of fun. I've thoroughly enjoyed working with Vicky and working with Gareth and working with Tebow and working with Red Band and working with everybody and all the different studios and all the crazy stuff that we had going on. All right. Sorry about yelling. Welcome to the first ever Naughty Show podcast. I'm Sam Tripoli.
And I'm Jason Tebow. And welcome to the pilot episode of the Naughty Podcast.
I hope it gets picked up. And the guy who will be making the decisions won the only Red Band, everybody.
Hello.
Red Band's going super podcast crazy today. This is the second one.
Yeah.
We tried to make it special for you by trying to get some tits and ass for you.
Right.
But all the girls are so busy. It was last second. So we promise you more TNA.
I don't really need to meet any more of your ladies.
Oh, God.
Let's not get into that.
We want to give a special shout out to the Naughty Podcast PR guy, Monkey Todd.
Yes,
who is
blowing the show up all day. So hopefully
really you enjoying the show. And if you guys want to ask any questions about the Naughty Show, what is the Naughty Show, what we got going on, anything about me or Jason, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know. We got a lot of great stuff going on. What is the Naughty Show? You're probably
asking. It's a great question, Sam. What is the Naughty Show?
Well, the Naughty Show is the number one Hollywood comedy show. It's an adult variety show that stars some of the hottest pole dancers and adult film stars with the best of the best of comedians. And it's been going on for about 2 years now, and it's awesome. We've shown some of Red Band's videos that have super crushed. And, you know, once in a while, Tebow's in it. But anyways, enough about him. We're trying to bring rock back to comedy. I don't know if you know about me. My name's Sam Tripoli. I've had a show on Spike TV called The Wild World of Spike. I've done shows on Comedy Central, Showtime. I'm currently now studying the art of the samurai.
That is true. You are taking samurai
classes. Yes, I am learning to be a samurai with some sword skills for the upcoming zombie war. Again, if you have any questions for us, please hit us up on Twitter. We'll answer anything. I can literally answer any question except for cooking. Whatever.
Relationship advice.
Relationship
whatever you
advice.
Need.
What porn stars are cool? What porn stars are not cool? What porn stars are crazy? What porn stars are fun? What comedians are awesome? What comedians are not so awesome? I'll be very honest with you. I don't care. I would really like to thank Brian for putting up big pictures of himself on his on his Jumbotron type. I've never seen a television this big before. It is the most fabulous thing I've ever seen in my life.
There's probably going to be pictures of there in you, of you in there somewhere.
Hey, what is porn like on there? Is it
see,
like
porn doesn't, work, porn doesn't work for me anymore. I need dirty like video on the internet that, you know, looks like somebody stole it from somebody's computer, and I don't watch it on TV. I don't like DVDs. I don't like any of that.
I
want
to talk about that
cam shows. Did you ever get into that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to pay for that.
And we're going to try to get one of the lovely adult ladies. I don't want to do too much adult film stuff because I think that they're on a million podcasts, but yeah. I'm going to bring in the fun, entertaining ones.
Oh, yeah.
If I can get Kelly Devine or Kayla Page in here,
yeah.
We'll
Kayla,
do it.
Yeah, Kayla, or Kelly Devine.
We need to get maybe Dana back.
What's that?
We need to get Dana on here. She would be
D'Armon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have her on the show. I'd love to have her on the show. So this has been the Naughty Show. I'm Sam Tripoli.
Jason Tebow.
Red Band. I love this song so much, dude.
Yeah, too bad it's all fake.
Really?
Yeah, you don't want to date a porn star.
We'll talk about that next week, too. We love the Red Band. Thank you so much. And
thank you, everybody, for watching.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Naughty Show, January 27th at the Improv. Holla at your boy.
DeathSquad.tv.
Even before I had met you at all, I had only seen your stand-up. Even you asking me to come on as a guest when you were still in Burbank at Brian's apartment, that was one of the most exciting moments. It really was, because it was something... And trust me, I don't want to make it like, you know, like I've never worked in entertainment a day in my life. At that point I had already worked at all the fucking lots here on major motion pictures and shit. Huge productions. Hated it. Came here because I worked on fucking Clerks in New Jersey. Came here because I thought everything was going to be like Clerks. It just a great vibe, just a fucking fun time. Like, isn't this the best fucking job in the world? And I got here, nothing was like that, because it's all, you're one of hundreds of people getting paid that day on a call sheet. Yeah. Nobody knows you, nobody cares, especially day playing. You show up every day is like the first day of walking into the lunchroom, like in middle school, where it's like panic, where's my friends, what do I do? It's that awkward feeling over and over, every fucking project you're on, just being crew, completely dismissed. And I just wanted to get involved with comedy podcasting so bad, and just to let me come on and be a guest that time. And you don't know, to you it's just whatever, it's another thing, but to me it was a huge fucking deal.
And now here's Sam Tripoli's Naughty Show.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky. All right
guys, welcome to a very surprise, I don't know, episode of the Naughty Show, because I was supposed to be in San Francisco today, but a couple things happened. I couldn't make it out, so I'm going to be out there on Wednesday. So I decided to put together a really fun show of some people who, you know, they work on big shows. One is a talk show, and one is a big podcast, and I decided to have them on. We'll talk about working behind the scenes. What's it like? I mean, because this show, the Naughty Show's podcast has zero preparation. So we just show up and...
This didn't take any preparation?
No, again. Oh, believe it or not.
I can't believe that.
Please welcome a very funny lady. She works on Walk the Room, Vicky Pezza, everybody.
Yeah.
We found each other, Vicky, on Twitter.
Yeah.
I put something out there and you responded to it, and then I investigated who you were, and then we decided we should be friends.
Yes. It was about someone crashing or stealing an ambulance. Allegedly on weed, stealing an active ambulance, which they always blame weed every time something fucking blatantly methy happens.
Yeah.
They always pretend it's pot.
That has a very meth vibe to it.
Yeah.
So you found us, we were talking, and then a couple of your fans were like, put her on the podcast. I was like, okay, we'll put her on the podcast. And like, one of your fans, just like some chick, I don't know, just started correcting my grammar on everything I do.
I know. I totally saw it all go down. They're called cuddlers. I think you might not understand the coolness factor that has. And for so many people listening to this particularly.
I feel at the end of the day, we were as funny as anybody out there. I don't really listen to a lot of comedy podcasts. I always take Vicky's opinion on all that stuff. I don't listen to other comedy podcasts, so, but I know good audio, and I would listen and I would really laugh, you know. So we had a great time and we loved entertaining everybody. I feel like personally I made a couple mistakes early on in the show. I let people define it as a porno show, and I feel like it wasn't a porno show. It was more of just a crazy party show, and I always wanted that. I wanted all the outlaw stuff, so you know. All right, welcome to the Naughty Show podcast. Big show, big guest. People are talking. You've seen him on The Wedding Crashers on NBC, and he's
not
got
the movie.
Not the movie.
It's very important to point that out.
Okay.
Why? Oh, is that legal stuff? Do you have to do that?
No. Because then people will be like, "Oh, who are you in the movie?" And I'll be like, "Again,
the TV show."
Yeah.
And now your show's still on Travel Channel, Mancation.
It's on. It's in a weird limbo position.
Yeah, it's the hiatus, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Like one of those forced hiatuses after two episodes.
Yeah. Oh, so. Well, that's what you made two episodes.
We made 13.
Please welcome the cowboy, Garth Reynolds, everybody.
Gareth.
Gareth.
Yeah, you put me as Garth on the Twitter. Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
I spelled it wrong.
Yeah, no, but I...
Why did I say your name wrong? I feel like I partied too hard this weekend. Go on.
Well, fuck you.
I think we also got in trouble that, you know, we left Death Squad on a friendly note.
Yeah. But we were clumped in with somebody who left on a negative note.
Right.
And it was...
just poor timing. It had nothing to do...
Which seems to be the story of my life. It's just poor timing. Red Band was great. You know, it just... I'm sorry we left there and it was interpreted the wrong way. You know, Gino and everybody over at the Joint Studios, they were
Gino's
great.
Gino's unbelievable.
Hey, I don't know why you turned your birthday podcast into a political forum, but hey, it's your fucking job.
Yeah, way to go.
So I got you a little gift. Gino, you want to come over here real quick?
Oh, my God.
Bring your little bag with you. This is Gino from L.A. Weed Speed.
Oh, wow.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
What's Weed Speed? Oh, that's a
hey. Sit down before you start telling us what it is. Make sure his mic works.
Okay.
He's a big fan of the podcast. He's a good friend of mine.
Very nice.
And he runs a couple dispensaries, and you deliver. You're like Pizza Hut of weed.
That's right.
Do you get there 30 minutes or less?
Oh, you deliver.
Well, you can't get anywhere in L.A. for 30 minutes or less. But we do give an hour to an hour and a half tops. But usually we are there in about 30 minutes, especially if you're ordering somewhere in the valley. We're kind of in the Universal City area. So we could get to Hollywood real fast, North Hollywood, that kind of area.
I would just like to say... Were you able to see Vicky's face right there?
She just sees GIFs. She doesn't care.
That was like a 13-year-old seeing its boobs for the first time. Like, she couldn't have been more happy.
So let's. You brought us a little bag, and you know, you decided to sponsor the podcast. So what's your website today?
It's laspeedweed.com.
So what do we got here? Are you suddenly regretting sponsoring this podcast?
Right. Not at all.
I was with you guys until you started fucking animals.
I'll let you open the cellophane.
What it is is
we make also edibles.
You dropped your whiteout, whatever that is right there. Let's talk about whiteout. Where are those jobs gone?
That's my eye drops.
Where have the whiteout jobs
gone? Are there injectables?
They're not that I know of.
Yet.
But I have fun. Everybody who ever did the show thought it was one of the best. I mean, like, we've consistently had people come on and go, and that's the best show I've ever been on. It just, we couldn't get the following going. And I'm, you know, and that's really the hardest thing. I very much enjoyed working with you. Very much enjoyed working with Gareth. I still would like to work with you guys in the future. I just need a break. I need to get a couple more things behind me to go back to it. If opportunity comes to do radio or something like that, I'd still like to work with you guys. But as of right now, I just, again, we need a break. We've been blessed. We've had more fun shows than anybody I know. Everybody else's show is always, I go do it and I'm like, man, you guys just talk. And like, we bring chaos and I love chaos. Maybe that's not what people want. Maybe people just want two people sitting in a room in Simi Valley talking over a desk, like, you know? You know?
For example.
Yeah, I get it. So we've had fun. We've had sponsors. We've had chaos. I just enjoyed it, man.
L.A. Speedweed.
Speedweed, Fleshlights.
Yeah, Fleshlights.
Caviar Gold. I mean, everybody, like, I just wanted to bring all the outlaws under one roof. And I thought we did really well with that. I just made the mistake of going too porn heavy early. And it just defined the show when it shouldn't have. Because the show was more than that.
Bunny, would you fuck on camera?
Who's to say I haven't?
Okay. Have you?
Yes.
You have?
Really?
Would you, now, with your own camera?
No, like,
for, like,
actual...
porn?
Yeah.
You've done a porn?
I've done a number of them.
How many?
I think a total of five.
Five porns?
Yeah.
Can we get some titles?
American Bukkake 39.
Oh, God.
By the way, the cliffhanger in 38 was so good. I was like, well, how are they going to end it?
It was just what people do behind closed doors out in the open. And I've always thought that. I was like, you know... It's like people just, everyone has these little secrets that everyone does some weird shit. Why do they got to be secrets? And that was my whole thing.
And I think that people that would come on were very willing to talk about that with you and very open. And I think people showed up sometimes expecting it to be more insane than it was. And but you could really get people to open up and talk about shit. But it's hard because at the end of the day, it's called The Naughty Show. People do affiliate it with porn. And even listeners have written in and said, you know, like, oh, I was listening to the show, but I didn't want to let anyone know the name of it. Or we'll have guests beg us to be on and then don't tweet the link. And, you know, like, there's just something about it that I think people are like, I want to be a part of it, but I don't want to be that much a part of it. And that makes it very hard to spread around.
I just never could get the access
to go to the next level like this, like I would like to too. So that's kind of where we're at with this. And I'm just, I just wanted to focus on a couple other projects. Feel some stuff. I know Garrett's been very busy. He's hopefully got this new writing gig coming up that's going to be during the day.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, everybody has to understand, you don't get a vacation from it. 2 hours a week, every week, nonstop. Maybe a week off near Christmas.
Setting up the show the week before, night before. Prepping for a two-hour show with a three-hour prep session.
Yeah, typically.
Yeah.
90 minutes for every 60.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe 5 or 6 hours of editing for every 56 yeah. minutes.
And Vicky, I'm very, very thankful and appreciative that you did that. You know, it was it meant a lot.
It was fun.
I think you got a really great skill, and as you started editing, you just got better and better at it, and you pretty much got a black belt in editing right now.
It's fun. I like it. It's a good time, but all good things must pass.
must come to a break.
But despite that, 2 PodFests. 3 AVN events, if you count that one in the summer. 4 if you count rehab,
yeah.
But I don't.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't either. But yeah, man, we did a bunch of live shows, a bunch of roasts that all were legendary. And it
Comic-Con.
Was a great show. Comic-Con. I mean, we did a
Cannabis
great stuff.
Cup.
Yeah.
The roasts. Yeah. What do you think about the roasts?
The roasts were great. I should have wrote some jokes, but I was too busy trying to put it together. But it went great. I mean, we lost... Lorenzo Lamas as a friend, but besides that, it was, I really loved
it. Hey, ho, what do you know? Lorenzo Lamas on the Naughty Show. Hey, Sam, way to go. You got Lorenzo Lamas on the Naughty Show. Now, I never thought that I would see the day when my good pal Sam Tripoli was hanging with the renegade. All together now, hey ho, what do you know? Lorenzo Lamas on the Naughty Show. Hey Sam, way to go. You got Lorenzo Lamas on the Naughty Show. Now Lorenzo Lamas, that's good, man. He's no kind of filler. And if it goes really well, then maybe for the following week you can book Bobby Six Killer. Hey, what do you know? Lorenzo Lamas on the Naughty Show. Hey, Sam, that's a way to go. You got Lorenzo Lamas on the Naughty Show.
There's going to be some people who are sad that know we're taking a break. Glenn Carlin and a couple other people.
Ray Taylor.
These guys are all people that we really appreciate your support.
More than you know.
And it was great. I don't think this is the end. It's just a break. I'm a stubborn dude. Stubborn and stupid. So I would like to do it down the line. I need a break. Hopefully it will rise again. We'll see.
The Naughty Show will never die. Only all of the components of it, one by one. We've had 8 or 9 engineers, 4 different studios, a bunch of live events. More than half of which didn't record properly. Even that last fucking, that PodFest that we just did, even they clipped the beginning of our show. Even they fucking clipped the beginning. Are you kidding?
I need to start yelling at people more.
Are you kidding?
Coleman's girlfriend's way too hot for him.
Oh, really? You think so? I think they're on par, but no, I think they're both very good looking.
I was joking. Oh. They're both great people.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
She is really hot though, right?
She's great.
Yeah. It was so great to see them too. It's awesome. And you know what's funny? I texted him like a week before and I was like, are you volunteering at PodFest or are you going to be at PodFest this year? And he wrote me back and he's like, honestly, I kind of forgot about it. I've just been so busy. Like, there's no way I'm making it.
Oh, that's great.
Motherfucker. Knew the whole time.
Coleman's a great guy.
So we decided to have everybody who works on the show, be part of the show, come in on the show.
Yeah, everyone's in the room.
So for the first time ever, he's always in the lobby. He's tweeting all the time. He's friend of show, part of the Naughty Show podcast, part of the family, Chris Coleman, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Just call him Coleman, everybody, Illuminati.
That's all I did. I thought that was your first and last name.
Illuminati.
The name's Coleman, Illuminati. So what's your other tattoo?
The other tattoo...
Is it Kirk Cameron?
This does actually have a story behind it. Okay. I have a dragonfly.
You got dragon, but that's cool. Then fly, and
let's
I just
it.
You
let's
lost
see it.
Me.
Let's see the it? Dragonfly.
It's right on my shoulder.
Of course it is.
Take the
is.
Shirt off, bud.
All right, here we go.
Where am I showing this?
We're gonna do a calendar.
Well, we gotta see it first.
Of Coleman being sexy.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
That looks like it was done at school today with a pen.
I really enjoyed working with Coleman. I really enjoyed working with everybody. We've had a lot of fun. We made a lot of friends, and it's not over. At least I don't think it's over. I know that Garrett's doing a very popular podcast right now that he's doing very well with. Very happy. I know you're working on some projects. I'm very happy for you. Yeah. I mean,
and Punch Drunk.
Yeah,
Punch Drunk keeps going.
Yeah, it keeps going. I just think it's easier for people to digest. That's why. Just people were just, oh, sports. I like sports. So
right.
It's like people just, I just think, I don't know, man. I can't explain it why one show is really popular and another show is not really popular or as popular as I would like it to be, you know? I think we influence a lot of people too. I think a lot of people saw what we did and tried to do it. And be crazier, you know, and just like, that's my opinion. But it was, I had fun. I would only change one thing. I wouldn't let people define it as a porn show. That's the only thing I would change about it. I would keep everything else the same. You know, and again, we didn't want to just do two people talking. I always just wanted to do like a crazy ass variety show, but you know, as an audio version.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people probably would have pretended. Once it went to straight audio, I think a lot of people may have just described things that weren't going on. But everything we talked about on that show was happening in that fucking room.
Yes.
Everything. Every asshole we referenced was being shown and spread.
Yes.
Every topless woman hiding from Clownvis, that was all going on. Everything was real. And it was happening all the time. And I mean, that's just crazy.
You know, I think we're in a medium that has a very hipster element to it that can also have a very elitist element to it. And I think we were misunderstood by some people as, you know, as being like this kind of weird. At least I know, like, you know, when Graham is describing the character of the movie I'm in and that it kind of fits my how he kind of sees me, I was like, so you think I'm like this scumbag, dude. When I just try to be a really nice guy and treat people pretty well. And I just like chaos. I just like chaos. And so at the end of the day, I think we were misunderstood by some people. And that's fine. And that's fine with me.
Illuminati, LA Speedweed, the naughty show. Hi, everybody in the Illuminati. This is Gareth. 1021 on the P's, Reynolds. And I just would like to say to everybody involved in the Naughty Show, Vicky, Sam, all the people of the years, Rick, Lenny, Gino, AJ, everybody, a huge thank you and a thank you to all the fans who have been unbelievable. It is the greatest podcasting, and having people react to it is truly the best. So, this is not goodbye. This is not farewell. It's just see you soon. You obviously can listen to The Dollop, which is a podcast that I do with Dave Anthony. I've also started doing a podcast with Evan Mann called Point Versus Point, which Vicky is involved in as well. And follow me at Twitter at Reynolds Gareth. And honestly, just a huge thank you to Sam Tripoli, who I randomly met at a fucking dumb gig for Sierra Mist after Steve Byrne introduced us. We ran into each other again at audition. He said, come on the show. I did. And then through that, obviously, I've met and hung out with Vicky, who is somebody who is really, really appreciated in the podcast world for all of her skills, and she's getting sharper and sharper. But the truth is, to the fans, thank you so much, and it really has been the greatest. So thank you.
And with that...
Vicky, it's been a pleasure.
Oh yeah, should we...
We'll do it again.
Should I make it a little... Sam, I just think you're the greatest.
I think you're the greatest.
I really do. Let's go out on that. So that was it.
Hope you enjoyed this last episode.
It was fun.
It was fun.
We'll be back.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Without you.
We're just talking to ourselves.
Oh, we're just talking to ourselves.
Remember, support your local rebellion.
That was great.
This has been the last naughty show ever. For now. 4 years and 245 episodes. There's a lot of people to thank. Everyone that's been on our crew over the years. Rick Morales, Sapphire, Sam Zia, RoboCop, Lexi, and Josh Cooperman, Playboy Radio, Gino, AJ, Jen, Kim, The Joint Studios, and LA Speedweed, Brian Redband, Jason Tebow, The Team, Death Squad, Dragonfly, at Sir Chris Coleman, Bunny Fever, Skippy Simon, Vicente Carmona, J.R. Steiner, Mark, at The Decline of Charlie of Dirty Cakes Band, Sarah Mostajabi, Alex Schiff, Clayton Smith, Sam Pike, Space Goat, Gabe Killian, Matt Weber, Yellow Band, Mr. C. Hang, all of our guests and roasters, especially our series regulars, Tara Patrick, Jason Rouse, Malice, Mary Jane, Don Barris, The Big Three and The Ding Dong Show, Skippy Green, Randall, Shauna Craig and Lorenzo Lamas, Bruce Bagwell, and the one and only Clownvis. We want to thank all of our affiliates, Al Madrigal, Bill Burr, and the All Things Comedy Podcast Network, Comedy Film Nerds, the Earbuds Documentary Crew, and everyone at the LA Podfest, Dave Anthony and all the Cuddlas, Beth Noonan and everyone at the AVNs, Erica Icon, Lainey Spicer, Sean Merrick and the Sideshow Network, Comedy Groupie Amy Hawthorne and everyone at the Comedy Store, No Susquehanna, Joe Rangatang, Hazardous, Spoiled Smokers and Puff Mama, and everyone at the High on Trees show in Toronto, Jill Humitsu, Ray Taylor, Jessica Bogart of Bogart LA, and Caviar Gold. Thanks to the people that have written music for the show, Yuck Nasty, Dogga Baby, Seth D. Wright, and Alex at JK47. Huge thanks to my husband Lenny Pezza, and of course Sam's girlfriend Dana, but the biggest thanks of course is to you guys, the Illuminati, the listeners, the subscribers. Thanks so much for the support, the tweets, coming out to shows, buying the live stream, writing iTunes reviews. We loved hearing from you guys so much. It was so great, and it's awesome that you guys listened and reached out to us. And we'd like to continue that. So here's where you can find us. Gareth is the co-host of a great podcast called The Dollop with Dave Anthony. That is also available on the All Things Comedy Network. Gareth has a new show as well with his partner, Evan Mann. It's called Point Versus Point. It's a news debate parody show. It's really fucking funny, and I produce and edit that show. If you're a Playboy Radio listener, you can hear me on Just for the Articles. It's available exclusively for PlayboyRadio.com subscribers. It airs Thursdays at noon Pacific, and I will be launching a brand new podcast called Sophomore by the end of this year, and that will be available for free on iTunes and on VickiPezza.com. Sam Tripoli, of course, you can find on Punch Drunk on the All Things Comedy Network with Teeb and Ari Shaffir. If you haven't done it already, pick up his album Believe in Yourself. It's available on iTunes. And now you can check out Live Nude Girls, his movie. That's available on Amazon.com. And please stay subscribed to this feed, because Sam will be creating new content and releasing it on here. So you don't have to do a thing, and you'll just get updates when they happen. For news, podcasts, appearances, live events, any nonsense, follow us at Sam Tripoli, at Reynolds Gareth, and at Vicky Pezza.
This is not goodbye. This is not farewell. It's just see you soon.
We're just talking to ourselves.